Tonight, Donald Trump accusing Senator Ted Cruz of using dirty tricks to win the Iowa caucuses. The accusation coming after Team Cruz spread word on caucus day that Dr. Ben Carson might be dropping out.
He insulted Ben Carson by doing what he did to Ben Carson. That was a disgrace.
On the day of the caucuses, the Cruz campaign sending supporters this email stating the press is reporting that Carson is taking time off after Iowa and making a big announcement next week. It goes on to say, please inform any Carson caucus goers of this news and urge them to caucus for Ted Cruz.
What he did is unthinkable. Mm-hmm. He said the man has just left the race, and he said it during the caucus.
Carson today saying the Cruz move cost him votes, describing what happened when his wife, Candy, showed up at a caucus location.
My wife went to a caucus, and the Cruz representative had spoken and told people that I was, in fact, not going to be continuing. And she obviously disabused them of that notion.
Cruz has now apologized to Carson, but stands by his campaign's actions.
Will you fire or suspend anyone in your campaign for putting out misinformation?
No, we're not going to scapegoat anybody. And I would note that the news story that our team passed on was true and accurate. CNN reported it, and in fact, Ben did go to Florida instead of New Hampshire or South Carolina. And so, you got to understand.
Is it a dirty trick to confuse voters?
Is it a dirty trick to pass on your news stories? You're in the business. Would you think it was a dirty trick if I was forwarding an ABC story?
Or is it
just a dirty trick to pass on CNN stories?
But you didn't clarify.
Then, just moments after Cruz said that, CNN live on the air saying Cruz was trying to, quote, throw them under the bus.
Here are the facts. Dr. Carson's staff told us that he would return home to Florida to, quote, unquote, take a breath from the campaign before resuming his activities on the campaign trail.
CNN saying they never reported anything about a special announcement. Trump now calling for an investigation.